请弟兄姊妹们翻到创世纪第八章。
Brothers and sisters, may we turn to Genesis chapter 8.
创世纪第八章十三节十四节。
Genesis chapter 8, verses 13 and 14.
到挪亚601岁正月初一日，地上的水都干了，挪亚撤去方舟的盖观看，便见地面上干了。
Now it came about in the 601st year, in the first month, on the first of the month, the water was dried up from the earth. Then Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the surface of the ground was dried up.
我想这一节就好，然后十五节。
So now we will turn to verse 15.
神对挪亚说，你和你的妻子、儿子、儿妇都可以出方舟。
And God spoke to Noah, saying, Go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you.
20-22.
Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar.
于是耶华闻那馨香之气，就心里说：“我不再因人的缘故咒诅地。人从小时心里怀着恶念，也不再按着我才行的昧各种的活物。”
The Lord smelled the soothing aroma, and the Lord said to himself, "I will never again curse the ground on account of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done."
地还存留的时候。架设寒暑冬夏昼夜就永不停息了。
While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease.
第九章第一节。
Chapter 9, verse 1.
神赐福给挪亚和他儿子，对他们说：“你们要生养众多，遍满了地。”
And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth."
再翻到出埃及记四十章。
Now let's turn to Exodus chapter 40.
第一节第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，正月初一日你要立起帐幕。
Then the Lord said to Moses, saying, On the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
第二年正月初一日帐幕就立起来了。
Now in this first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, the tabernacle was erected.
34-35
Verses 34 and 35.
当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。
Then a cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
请我们再翻到历代之下二十九章。
Now let's turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 29.
历代之下二十九章第三节。
2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 3.
好，是第二节，第二节，第三节。
Verse 2 and verse 3.
西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫一切所行的。
He did right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done.
第三节，元年正月开了耶和华殿的门，重新修理。
In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them.
十七节
，verse 17。
从正月初一日洁净起，初八日。到了耶和华的殿，囊用八日的功夫洁净耶和华的殿，到正月十六日才洁净完了。
Now they began the consecration on the first day of the first month, and on the eighth day of the month they entered the porch of the Lord. Then they consecrated the house of the Lord in 8 days, and finished on the 16th day of the first month.
我们圣经读到这里，请我们低头有点祷告。
So this will conclude our scripture reading for now. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，每次在你复活早晨一同聚在你跟前的时候。
Lord, we thank you that every time on this resurrection morning when you gather us before you,
我们要举起我们的心，我们要歌颂，我们要赞美你。
We want to lift up our hearts and our praise to you.
因为你实在为我们成就何等极大的救恩，叫我们这些蒙恩的儿女能够每一次来到世人座前来领受你的恩典。
Because you have accomplished a great work of salvation, and we sinners who are saved by grace may come before your throne.
因早晨当救赎的儿女们一同聚在跟前的时候，让我们心再举起来，让我们开口称颂你名的时候。
So when us sinners who are saved are gathered before you, may we lift up our hearts and praise to you.
你也把你的话来赏给我们。
And may you also share with us your word.
在我们新的年日里面，常常因着你话语的供应，让我们里面的人生命能够长大，能够成熟。
And may your word allow us our inner man to continue to grow.
因着你话常常发出亮光，我们就常常走在生命的光中来跟从你。
And may your word shed light so that we may walk in the light.
因着你话语的开启，让更多明白你的心意，更多能够体贴你的心意，活在你的跟前。
And through your word, may we know more of your will and live in it.
叫我们心更多向着你，更多爱慕你。
So our hearts be turned to you and love you more.
一同等候你的再来。
And we wait for your return.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray all these things in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.我想时间过得很快，今年又过两个礼拜了。
So I think time passes really quickly. We're already 2 weeks into the new year.
让圣经里面也常常讲到一些年日的问题。
And Bible also talks about the concept of years.
我们刚刚读了圣经几处里面，我们弟兄姊妹会特别注意到一句话，一再出现。
So when we read the scripture, we will notice this phrase keeps on occurring.
就是正月初一日。
And it's the first day of the month.
正月初一日
First day of the month.
我想正月初一日呢，对我们人来说呢，的确是一个新的年日的开头。
So the first day of the month, indeed to us, is the beginning of a new year.
但圣经里面讲到正月初一日的时候，不是单单外面一个日子而已。
But when scripture refers to this day, it's not just a normal day.
不是因为好像在日历上一天一天过。
It's not because on a calendar it goes one day from one day.
到12月30、31。
And all the way to December 31st.
然后再来呢，就是一月正月的初一日。
And then it starts over, and then it's the first day of the month of the New Year.
当圣经讲到正月初一日的时候
，When Scripture refers to this first day,
它有一个属灵意义在那里。
There's a spiritual significance to it.
那一方面，的确正月初一日是一个新的年日的开头。
So on one hand, the first day of the month is indeed the start to a new year.
但圣经讲到正月初一日的时候呢，是一个属灵的意义在那里。
But there is a spiritual significance to it.
因为在那里讲到神的工作的一个开，神工作的进到一个新的一个开始。
Because it refers to the start of God's work.
或者神的工作进到一个新的阶段里面。
Or how it enters into this
new era. 在那里有一个新的开始。
And there's this new beginning.
对神来说是一个开始。
To God, it is a beginning.
对神的百姓来说也是一个开始。
To God's people, it is also a beginning. 当
讲到正月初一的时候，我们看见在那里神的百姓当中有一个属灵的复兴。
Because when we look at the first day of the month, there's a spiritual reborn.
有一个属灵恢复在那里要开始。
And there's a spiritual growth that needs to occur.
所以神说这是正月初一日。
So that's why God deems as the first day of the month.
所以我们看见圣经讲到正月初一的时候，不是单单日历上的一天说那日是称为正月初一日。
So in scripture, the first day of the month is not just a day in a calendar.
而是说到一个属灵的一个复兴的一个开始。
But rather, it is the regrowth of a spiritual significance.
正如以色列百当神要带领以色列百姓出埃及的时候。
For example, when God wants to take the Israelites out of Egypt.
神在辖谕摩西说，你要以本月为正月，为一年之首。以本月为正月，一年之首。
You will regard this when God spoke to Moses, and you will regard this as the first day.
因为神在那个时候要把他们从埃及法老权势底下拯救出来。
Because God wants him to bring out the people under captivity.
他们当时在法老权势底下，在为奴，在那边做苦工，在那边唉声叹气。
And because under the Pharaoh, they were suffering from hardship.
现在神准备把他们从法老权势底下拯救出来的时候
，And when God wanted to save them out of the Pharaoh's grasp，
神说要以本月为正月，正月就是一年的一个开始。
So he regards this as a new day. This is the new beginning.
因为他们在那里要吃羔羊的血
Because they will receive the blood of Passover lamb.
对以色列百姓, 这是个新的一个开始。
Because for Israelites, this is a new day.
他们要脱离法老的辖制。
They will escape the clutches
of Pharaoh. And
they will walk a new path.
他们神要引领他们往神的应许迦美地而去。
And they will walk towards the promised land.
他们来到迦美地的时候, 他们要开始过一个新的生活。
And in the promised land, they will begin a new life.
所以当他们准备出埃及的时候, 神说要以本业为正业, 为一年之首。
So when they went out of Egypt, they need to regard this as a new day.
这是以色列百姓历史上的一个开始。
This is a new beginning for the Israelites.
这是一个正月,
this is a new day.
同样, 正月初一日,
and first day of the month.
所以当我们读到创世纪第八章那里告诉我们说,
so when we read Genesis chapter 8, it
他说到挪亚601岁的时候, 正月初一日,
for the first 601st year, in the first month, on the first number, what happened?
他底下告诉我们说, 地上的水都干了,
it says the water was dried up from the earth.
正月初一日,
in the first month, the day of the month, all the water dried up.
因为在那说神借着洪水在那里毁灭了地上所有的人和所有佛物。
Because God used the flood to decimate all the living things.
我们知道在挪亚世代,
we know in the time of Noah,
那是一个非常可怕一个不敬虔的世代。
This is a very scary and bad time.
当始祖亚当犯罪堕落以后,
so when people were sinning and fell,
人一直堕落,一直堕落,到一个非常高峰,
when Adam sinned, man continued to fall into this,
到了挪亚世代,
to the point of Noah,
神在那里说呢,在地上罪恶很大,终日人终日所思想尽都是恶,
God said to Noah that man's heart was evil from the beginning,
世界在神面前都败坏了,
and the world has been corrupted,
还有邪气在地上都败坏了行为,
and they do corruptible acts.
而在这个世代里面, 圣经告诉我们说, 唯有挪亚在耶和华面前蒙恩,
and only Noah was found before God is righteous.
挪亚是一个义人, 他是一个完全人, 他与神同行。
Noah was righteous and whole. He walked with the Lord.
所以神就对挪亚说, 还有邪气的, 他们的尽头已经来到了。
Then God spoke to Moses saying that this new day has come.
神要用洪水来审判地上和地上所有一切。
He will use the flood to judge the earth.
所以神就吩咐挪亚要造一个方舟。
So God instructed Noah to build an ark.
他和他的妻子、儿子和儿妇们要进到方舟里面。
And Noah and his wives and his son and his wives will go into the ark.
并且要把一切活物，不管是洁净的、不洁净的，要一公一母的，也一同带到方舟里面。
And every beast, clean or unclean, and pairs must enter into the ark.
当他们都进到方舟以后,
and after they have entered into the ark,
圣经告诉我们说,天上的大雁的泉眼都裂开了, 天上的窗户都打开了,都敞开了。
Then scripture says, the floodgates of heaven were opened, and water filled.
是不是昼夜,大雨从天上倾倒在地上,
and all the judgment came down.
淹灭了地上所有的人,所有
and flooded everything on earth, and everything perished.
只有在方舟里面,挪亚一家八口,他们生命被存留下来。
Only Noah and the eight members of his household was able to survive.
那我们看看,然后呢,那个地上的水呢,慢慢渐渐都退去了。
And then we can see that the water slowly abated.
然后山顶也现出来了。
And the tips of the mountains began to show.
所以在那个时候呢,挪亚就放出,打开那个方舟的窗户,就放出一只乌鸦出去。
So Noah opened the ark and allowed a dove to go out.
乌鸦飞出去以后,它就没有再飞回来。And
did not return.
因为我们知道乌鸦它是一个不洁净,它喜欢死亡的东西。
Oh, and the vulture did not return because we know that it enjoys the things of death.
那后来挪亚又放了一只鸽子出去。
Then Noah released a dove.
鸽子找不到落脚之处,它又回到方舟里面。
And the dove did not find any surface area, so it came back to the ark.
鸽子是一个洁净的一个飞鸟,所以地上满了死亡的时候,它没有找到一个落脚之处,它又回到方舟里面了。
Because the dove is a clean animal, so when they did not see any living thing outside of the ark, it came back.
那过了7天以后,挪亚再把鸽子放出去。
And after 7 days, Noah released the dove once more.
然后到晚上鸽子回到方舟里的时候呢，嘴里浇了一个新的橄榄叶子。
And when a dove returned, it returned with an olive leaf.
挪亚就知道那地上的水退了。
So no one knew that the water had abated.
然后又等了七天呢，再把鸽子放出去以后，鸽子就不再回来了。
And after 7 days, he released the dove once more, and this time the dove did not return.
然后底下圣经就说。 到挪亚601岁的时候，正月初日，地上的水都干了。In
Scripture, it says, when 601st year, the water had dried.
因为这是一个新的开始。Because
this is a new beginning.
因为神刚刚借着洪水审判了大地。Because
God used the flood to judge the earth.
现在地上的水都退去了，地上都干了。And
the water is now dried up from the earth.
表明说，旧造世界神的审判已经过去了。
So it's God's judgment towards the old earth has already passed.
地上的死亡也都过去了,
and the death has already passed.
现在一个新的年日开始了,
now this is the beginning of a new year.
这个新的世界开始了,
it's the beginning of a new time.
在这里说正月初一日,
first day of the month.
地上的水都干了,
the water was dried up from the earth.
所以当挪亚要出方舟以后，他所面对的是一个新的世界。
So when Noah left the ark, he encountered a new world.
旧世界审判已经过去了。The
judgment of the old earth has already passed.
不仅挪亚要面对一个新的世界。Not
only does Noah need to encounter a new earth.
对挪亚来说，也是一个新的一个开始。To
Noah, this is also a new beginning.
所以圣经才说这是正月初一日。So
that's why Scripture regards it as the first of the month.
那么为什么在这里说到正月初一日呢？
Then why does it say here, on the first of the month?
一方面的确是地上的水都干了。
On one hand, it is because the water is dried up.
那挪亚和方舟在这里所表明的是什么意思呢?
So what does Noah and the ark represent?
到了彼得前书，彼得就告诉我们，就在解释这一段的历史。
And in 1 Peter, he explains to us significant.
他说当时进到方舟里面借水得救的不多，只有八个人。
He says, once those who were saved were not many, there was only 8.
而这水所表明的洗礼，现在借耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。
And this similar thing has you have encountered through the saving of the power of Christ.
原来方舟和挪亚在这里是表明，在主耶稣基督里面蒙救赎的百姓。
Noah and the ark represents the similar salvation we have received through Christ.
挪亚一家八口在方舟里面。
Noah and the 8 people of his household. The flood was not able to reach them. Water in Scripture represents death. And represents judgment. Because God uses it to judge all living things on earth. So because Noah, since he was in
an
ark, this flood, hence, did not reach his household. This judgment did not fall on them. Their lives received protection. And they lived.
所以在这里,借着彼得的话告诉我们说,在挪亚一家八口上,审判已经过去了。
So, in 1 Peter, we see that this judgment has already passed.
死亡已经过去了。
Death has already passed.
他们从方舟里面出来,他们是一般蒙恩得救的人。
And when they left the ark, they have been saved by grace.
正如保罗在罗马书里面,第二章里面告诉我们,
Paul also speaks on this.
原来那个受浸就是表明死亡和水。
Then in Romans, that this is like baptism unto death.
我们这些因信称义的人,因着信和主耶稣基督一同浸到水里面,
that we who have been justified by faith have entered into his water.
借着基督耶稣归入他的死,
through Christ, we have entered into his death.
和他一同埋葬,
and we have been buried with him.
并且从水里上来的时候,
and so when we rise up,
我们和主耶稣一同复活,
we are resurrected.
这就是受浸的意义。
This is what baptism represents.
所以当挪亚一家八口他们在方舟里面,
so when Noah and his household was in
the ark, 受浸这个属灵的意义,
it's like they encountered the similar significance of baptism.
他们的确是浸到水里面,
they have entered into the water.
死亡, 他们和主一同浸到死亡里面,
they enter into the death with the Lord.
他们并且和主一同从水里上来复活了,
and they also rise up again from the water.
他们得到一个新的生命,
and they receive a new life. So death and judgment has already passed. So this is what being saved by grace is like.
So when
they exit out of the ark, they have received this new life.
So God
uses the story of Noah and the ark to show us what it's like.
So
when the flood passes and the water is dried up, when judgment and death has already passed, this is the first of the month. This is a new beginning. So we see that Noah here has a new beginning. Because he is in Christ. Thank the God that we who are children are the same. Because we are in Christ. Because we are in the ark. Death has passed through. Death has passed through and judgment will not fall on us. Just like the Israelites when they left Egypt. When the destroyer went by, because the blood of Passover lamb was on their doors. When the destroyer went throughout Egypt, Pharaoh and all the people of Egypt, their firstborn son was killed. Only the Israelites who had the blood on their doors
were.
The destroyer passed through them.
And
death did not fall on them. The Israelites there had a new beginning. That's the first of the month. And they will walk a new path.
So
we see in the ark, Noah and his eight members of his household. They have received saving through Christ. So that's why Scripture refers to it as the first of the month. This is a new beginning. And Noah has walked onto this new earth.
So
how does Noah act when he leaves the ark? On one hand, his life has been preserved. He also has peace in the ark. Because when Noah opened the covering and saw that the land has dried, to the common man, it might seem reasonable to just leave the ark immediately. Because Noah was already in the ark for more than a year. Because we know, in addition to Noah and his household, there's also a lot of living animals. You can see it's pretty claustrophobic in that. So we can imagine what the air is like inside that ark. So we can imagine after a day or so, it becomes intolerable.
So I think, 罗亚应该赶快挤出来，偷偷外面新鲜空气才对。
So when we see that the water dried up, Noah should immediately go out and breathe this new air.
但是罗亚没有。
But he does not do this.
所以这说明一个在基督里面的人，他头一个经历就是安息。
So we see that the first thing unique to someone in Christ is peace.
直到神吩咐他说，你和你的妻子、儿子、儿妇都要出方舟，他才出方舟。
It's only when God spoke to Noah saying, go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and your
son's
ark. So this is similar to us in our spiritual experience. The first thing that we experience when we're in Christ is So when the Lord Jesus came to earth, he said, for those who are weary and heavy laden,
我就可以使你们得安息,
come to me and I'll give you rest.
所以在基督里面的人是一个有安息的人,
so people who are in Christ have rest.
因为他在这里得到一个新的生命, 这是神的生命, 这是安息的生命,
because this is a new life, this is God's life, this is a life of rest.
就世界情形来说, 那个环境好像是非常空气, 各种气温好像不是那么好,
because it might seem that the living condition is not so good.
但是他仍然安息在里面,
but he still has rest.
因为神没有吩咐他出去,
because God did not tell, command him to go out
所以弟兄姊妹,
yet.
我们今天在基督里面的人,
so brothers and sisters, we who are today in Christ,
我们是一般有安息的人,
we have people who have peace and rest. Because of what God, Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
今天我们不管是处在怎样环境的里面,
no matter what environment we are in today,
我们若是隐藏在基督的里面,
as long as we are hidden within Christ,
我们自然而然在那里有一个安息,
then we will have this rest.
这是一个属天的安息,
this is a rest from above.
早上我出门之前,在默想的时候,忽然想到我们诗本里面的那个496首,
so as I was leaving the house this morning, I thought about hymn 496.
我想这是一个非常有名的首诗歌,是Charlie Wesley所写的诗歌。
I think this is a fairly famous hymn written by Charles Wesley.
我想每次我们唱这首诗歌的时候,我们里面是满了安息。
And every time I sing this, I am filled with rest.
作诗人这样说,耶稣灵魂的爱人。
It says, Jesus, lover of my soul,
求你许我来长生,
let me to thy bosom fly,
正当波浪滚滚进,
while the near waters roll,
正当风雨阵阵起,
while the tempest still is high,
藏我, 哦,主,求藏我,
hide me, O my Savior, hide,
直到今生风波过,
till the storm of life is past,
引我平安进天门, 至终求接我灵魂,
safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last.
弟兄姊妹,当我们处在这个风风雨雨波浪的一个环境里面,
friends and sisters, when we encounter these tempests of life,
这不稳定的世界,
this unstable world,
若是我们像作诗人说,我们那么隐藏在基督的里面, 祂是我们长生之所,
may we also be hidden in Christ,
我们在那里就有安息,
because there we will find rest.
不管今天外面是怎样的光景, 是怎样动荡不安,
so no matter what's happening outside in this world today,
我们能够在基督里享受那个属天的平安,
we can find this peace and rest that from above in Christ.
这是一个真正的安息,
this is a true rest.
所以我们看见挪亚在那里所表现就是一个安息的一个生命,
so we see that Noah exhibits this life of rest.
他不急着出去, 等到神向他说话, 吩咐他出去的时候他出去,
he's not urgent to leave the ark, he only leaves when God instructs him to.
那么当挪亚出了方舟以后,
so when Noah leaves the ark,
他开始一个新的生活在地上的时候,
when he begins his new life,
挪亚大概头一件做事情是什么,
so what is the first thing that he did?
他在为耶和华筑一座坛,
he builds an altar to the Lord.
他在献燔祭,
and he offers burnt offerings.
当他献燔祭的时候,耶和华闻到那馨香之气, 心里就说,我不再因着你的缘故咒诅这个地。
And when the Lord smells the smooth, soothing aroma, he says, I will never again curse the ground.
人犯罪以后,
after man sinned,
不仅人受咒诅, 不仅人受咒诅,
oh, so not only does man need to be cursed,
连这个地也受咒诅,
and the ground also needs to be cursed.
所以创世纪前面第三章就告诉我们, 当人犯罪,神在咒诅的时候, 地也受了咒诅,
so that's why it says, man was not only cursed, but the ground was cursed also.
地在那里长出荆棘和蒺藜出来,
and because the ground was cursed, things did not, the harvest did not come.
但是现在我们看见这样一个蒙恩的挪亚出了方舟,
but now we see that Noah was saved when he leaves the ark.
他在那里献祭奉献给神,
he offers burnt offerings to the Lord.
神在那里不仅悦纳他的祭奉献,燔祭,
so the Lord not only is pleased with the offering,
神也因着他的奉献呢,
he says he will never curse the ground.
因着他的奉献,
so his offering even enables the ground to be no longer cursed.
弟兄姊妹,这也是讲到,
brothers and sisters, when you're saved, it's the same.
使徒保罗在罗马书第十二章一开头就告诉我们,
Paul in Rome, Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says,
从罗马书从第一章到十一章是讲了神的救恩, 讲了神的福音,
So in chapters 1 to 11, he speaks about salvation.
讲到我们怎样因着主耶稣基督所完成救赎工作，蒙恩得救，成为一个因信称义的人。
He says how through faith we have been justified.
然后到12章一开头，要讲到我们在地上的生活的时候。
And then in chapter 12, when he speaks to life on earth.
保罗就在讲到，我们要把自己的身体当作活祭献给神。
Paul says we need to present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
所以我们看见一个蒙恩的人，他蒙到神的救赎以后，他开始要在地上过一个新生活的时候。
So when we have been saved by grace, when we have to start this new life,
他头一件事情就是把自己奉献给神。
The first thing is to present their bodies as a living holy sacrifice.
那奉献以后呢，底下保罗才开始讲到我们在地上的生活，讲到我们在教会配搭服侍。
And only after we have presented the sacrifice does Paul talk about how to serve.
所以我们看见，当一个人愿意把自己奉献给神的时候，才开始进到服侍里面，才开始真的过一个基督徒的一个生活。
So it's only when we present ourselves as a sacrifice can we be able to serve and live this Christian life.
所以那天我们看到挪亚在把燔祭献给神的时候，不仅他自己蒙祝福。
So it says when Noah gives the offering, not only does he get blessed, the ground is also blessed. Because the ground was really cursed because of man.
所以罗马书第八章讲到我们身体得赎这件事情，也是关系到全地的一个恢复复兴。
So in Romans 8, it also talks about how when we are saved, it's everything around us is saved.
罗马书第八章告诉我们说，人和所有塑造事物都浮在虚空底下。
Romans chapter 8, it says, 第几章？第八章。 Romans chapter 8,
第几节？应该是第十几节。人，看看，十九节，哎，二十一节。
Oh, verse 21 in chapter 8. That the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory.
所有塑造物事物一同在那叹息劳苦，等候神儿女的那个显现。
Because all these children are waiting to be set free.
因为当有一天主耶稣基督再来的时候，我们那个身体要得救赎。
Because when the Lord returns, our bodies will be set free.
当我们身体得救赎的时候，这个大地也要得到复兴。
And when we have been saved, then this world will also be renewed.
这个地也要得到救赎。
And this ground will also be blessed.
他们要脱离败坏的瑕疵。
And will escape from corruption.
所以我们看见今天这个地上这个世界仍然是在败坏瑕疵底下。
So we see that today this world is still corrupt.
所以为什么会有天灾人祸，许多天灾呢？
So why will there be many natural disasters?
这些都是说明他们是在败坏瑕疵底下。
Because this is signs that the world is slavery to corruption.
我相信当人受造还没有犯罪之前。
So I believe that before man sinned,
这个世界天气都非常好的,
that the temperature on earth was also 没有灾难, very good. And there was no disasters or hardships. Man can live a very peaceful and restful life.
但是当人犯罪堕落以后,
but after man sinned and fell,
整个大地都受影响,
all of the earth has was affected.
都起了大的变化,
and all the temperatures have changed drastically. And then many disasters were brought forth on earth.
所以现在当有天使的儿女们蒙救赎，身体改变成为荣耀身体的时候，
So when we have been saved and we've been redeemed,
整个大地也受到祝福，
this earth will also be blessed.
整个大地也蒙到救赎，
and this earth will also be saved.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们神的儿女在地上过生活的时候，
So when we are living this life on earth,
若是我们有一个准确生活态度，
we need to have this right attitude.
我们还要影响这个万物，影响这个我们周围的环境，
we need to be mindful of creation, everything around us.
这个世界会因此我们蒙到祝福，
this world because of us will be blessed.
所以底下第九节，那个第 八章末了，他就说，他神也不再按他的，他说也不再按着我差遣的那各样活物，他地还存留的时候，庄稼设寒暑冬夏昼夜永不停息。
Oh, it's in the end of chapter 8 in Genesis. It says, while the earth remains seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease.
整个世纪好像它运行得比较规律啊。
Because proper order was brought back.
这都是因为挪亚在神面前献祭所带来的一个果效。
Because this is the result of Noah offering his burnt offerings.
感谢神，当我蒙恩得救，像挪亚出了方舟以后。
Thank God that we are like Noah, who after he leaves the ark,
we are
this new creation.
所以保罗罗马书五章十七节告诉我们说，若有人在基督里面，他就是一个新造人。
That's why Paul writes that if we are in Christ, we are a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都是新的。The
old has passed and new has come.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这些蒙恩的人，蒙恩开始在过地上的生活，一个新的生活开始的时候。
So when we begin this new life as a new creation, the first thing we need to do is to present ourselves as a sacrifice to God.
这是圣洁，这是神所写的。
This is holy, this is what the Lord deems acceptable. The Lord wants us to accomplish His eternal will.
成为他见证，成为他心意的发表，来荣耀他。
He wants us to use us to be His testimony on earth.
这是头一个正月初一日。
This is the first day of the month.
第二个正月初一日乃是在出埃及记40章那里所告诉我们的。
So the second occurrence of the first day of the month can be found in Exodus chapter 40.
我们知道当以色列百姓神带领他们来到出埃及，然后来到西亚山底下的时候。
So we know that when Moses was under Mount Zion,
神在那里把律法颁布给他们,
the Lord gives them the commandments.
律法是整个以色列百姓他们生活侍奉的一个准则。
And the law was how the Israelites operated.
神不仅把律法颁布给他们,
so the Lord not only gives them the law,
神在那更是把他的一个永远旨意启示给以色列百姓。
He reveals to them His eternal will.
就是说他要住在人的中间。
That he will dwell amongst them.
所以在出埃及记25章那里，神就晓谕摩西说。
So that's why in Exodus chapter 25.
他说：“当我为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。”
To construct a tabernacle, so I may dwell among you.
所以神让以色列百姓看见神要住在他们当中。
So the Lord wants to dwell amongst them.
神不仅把他们从埃及拯救出来，也用银柱火柱一路带领他们。
So God not only saves them out of Egypt, but also through a cloud and fire guides them.
现在借着会幕的建造，神很具体的住在他们当中，与他们同住。
And God wants to dwell amongst them.
然后神就吩咐以色列百姓说，他们应当把那个礼物甘心乐意的送到摩西这里来。
And the Israelites should willingly bring before the gifts to Moses.
神在那里也把那个会幕样式和其中一切器具都样式都指示给摩西。
And then God will reveal the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture to Moses.
那神在那里立了两个工头，那个以比沙列和亚和利亚伯。
So there are two people, Bezalel and Oholiab.
神用祂的灵充满他们，把那个智慧聪明赐给他们。
The Lord placed a skill and understanding in them.
使他们可以做各样的巧工。
So they know how to perform construction.
然后两个工头就带以色列百姓一同来建造神的会幕。
And through this Lord, this Lord's gift, that they know how to construct all that He has commanded.
而到39章末了的时候。
So at the end of chapter 39.
但要就告诉我们说呢。
It says that after Moses has witnessed what has been built and deemed it acceptable, as the Lord had commanded.
So they
have built what the Lord has commanded them to build. After this was accomplished,
神就说,
the Lord said,
正月初一日要把帐幕立起来。
On the first day of the month, you will enact the tabernacle.
为什么正月初一日帐幕就可以立起来呢?
So why can the tabernacle be built on the first day of the month?
在这里一方面是说到这是一个新的开始了。
On one hand, it's saying that this is a new beginning.
这是以色列百姓在这里又有一个新的开始。
This is to the Israelites a new beginning.
他们从埃及来到西乃山底下。
They left Egypt to the, under Mount Zion.
他们在那里建造会幕。
And they entered into Oh, and they built a tabernacle.
和其中一切器具都建造好了。
And after all these things were built,
神就说正月初日帐幕就要立起来了。
It says on the first of the month, tabernacle be.
为什么帐幕能够立起来呢？
So why was this built?
帐幕立起来表明是一个见证在这里要显明出来的。
So when a tabernacle is built, it should be revealed as a testimony.
旧约帐幕一方面是预表主耶稣基督，一方面是预表教会。
On one hand, it's significant to Christ. On one hand, it's significant to the church.
所以帐幕里面一切器具都是来表明主耶稣基督的所事和他所做成一切救赎工作。
Because this represents what Christ has accomplished in all His works.
但是帐幕也是预表教会。
The tabernacle also represents the church.
教会就是神的家，神的居所。
Church is God's house.
神要住在教会里面，住在神的家中，与神的百姓同住。
God wants to dwell amongst the church and be with them.
现在他们把一切工都做成了，神说正月初一日，帐幕要立起来。
So there, that's what he says. On the first day of the month, the tabernacle was to be erected.
为什么帐幕能够被立起来？
So why can the tabernacle be
erected? 因为他们在那一切所做工都是照着耶和华所吩咐的去做。
Because the Israelites followed the Lord's commandments and 100 built.
那就是他们在那里说一切都是照着神的心意去完成的。
And they have built it according to His desires.
若是他没有照着神的心意做每一件的器具的话，神就不会说帐幕要立起来。
If they did not build the tabernacle as per the Lord's instruction, then the Lord will not erect it.
现在他们把一切工作做成了。
But they have performed the work.
并且是照着神所吩咐的做成了。
And they did it according to all that the Lord had commanded.
我们知道他们花几个月的时间来做。
You know that they spent several nights in building this.
因为圣经说他们在出埃及记十九章说。到了第三个月，出埃及三个月以后，他们来到西乃山底下。
Because this is after 3 months, they came to the bottom of the mountain.
然后神就吩咐他们要建造会幕。
And they instructed them to build the tent of meeting.
然后造完以后呢，神就说正月初一日帐幕要立起来。
And the Lord instructed on the first day of the month, the tabernacle is to be erected.
所以他们是不是这么建造到最后十二月底最后天，然后隔天呢是正月初日，神说正月初日要立起来。
So is it the case where they build it and until December 31st and then the Lord tells them to erect it?
我想不一定是这样子。
I don't think so.
也许他们到九月十月就把那些器具都做好了。
Maybe they have already finished by the time it's September or.
做好应该马上就可以立起来，是不是？
So once it's complete, it should be erected, right?
但是神却说正月初日才立起来。
But God says, no, it is only to be erected on the first day of the month.
因为这又是一个新的开始。
Because this is a new beginning.
这是一个新的起头。
This is a new start.
因为他们很快，他们就要离开西乃山，往神的应许地而去。
Because they will leave the base of the mountain and walk towards the promised land.
然后立起来以后呢，摩西就按着神所吩咐的，在那里把帐幕的那个罩棚啊，这些顶盖都把它盖上去。
And they, when they move, they have to cover the tent.
在那板子啊，那些安上带膜座子，立上板啊，把这一切其他器具呢，都一个一个把它搬到帐幕里面。
And all these items of furniture they need to build, bring into the tabernacle.
按着他们该放在一个位置上摆好。
And place them in the proper places.
然后到43章33节的时候。
And when it goes to verse 43,
他说在帐幕和坛的四围立了院围，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完了工。
And it says after they have put the items in the proper place, then they have finished their work.
当他们把会幕立起来，把各样器具搬到里面去的时候
，when they bring all these furnitures into
最后是把院子的那些板呢，把它立好，那些门帘都把它挂上去。
When they perform all the door stools and all these things,
整个工作都完成了。
Then they completed their work.
圣经告诉我们说呢，云彩就遮盖会幕，耶和华荣光就充满了帐幕。
That's when the cloud appears over the tabernacle and God dwells among them.
两次说到耶和华荣光就充满了帐幕,
and the glory fills the tabernacle.
在这个时候, 神的同在, 很具体的就显在以色列百姓的当中,
and this his presence is made evident.
神的同在, 在那里, 充满了在他们当中,
his presence filled the place.
一方面是神的同在, 在他们当中, 外面所显出来的呢, 是一个见证的一个花表。
On one hand, God is amongst them, and outwardly it is testimony. So people can see that God is amongst the Israelites. So this tent of meeting, we can see that it is representative of today's church.
所以神借这个会幕这个很清楚的图画来告诉我们,
so he uses the tabernacle of the tent of meeting to illustrate. How can does the church today make itself known? How does the church get built up?
当教会正式在那里被建立起来的时候呢,
when a church gets built up, then the presence of the Lord is there.
里面是神的同在,
in the church is the presence of the Lord.
外面显出来是神的见证,
and outwardly it is the testimony of the Lord.
我想这是今天教会在地上神永远心所要发表出来的,
this is what God wants to use the church for on this earth.
这是神的旨意在教会上所要做成的,
this is God's desire for the church.
那到今天新约, 教会怎样能够像当初这个会幕被立起来, 神荣光能够充满在里面呢?
So in today's age, how does the church also act like this tabernacle?
我们也看见这个会幕建造过程当中,立起来过程当中,有一些很重要一些属灵原则。
And when the tent of meeting gets built up, there's some things spiritually that needs to be to happen. So we know that in the end, the tabernacle is only able to be erected.
但是开始于神先把他心意启示给以色列百姓。
It's only made possible because the Lord has first revealed his instruction to the
不仅启示出来,
people.
神要住在他们中间,
so not only does he exhibit that he will dwell among them.
神在那里吩咐他们说要把各样的礼物, 把各样建造会幕的材料, 奉献到摩西这里, 奉献到神这里,
that all these gifts and furniture will also be brought to Moses.
所以为什么有正月初一日显在以色列百姓当中?
So how does the first day of the month get exhibited on these people?
为什么这个帐幕能够立起来呢?
How is this tabernacle able to be erected?
那个根基是什么?
What is this foundation?
头一个就奉献,
the first is service.
若是没有以色列百姓把各样的材料奉献到神面前,
if the Israelites did not bring forth these items,
即使他们盼望神能够住在他们当中,
even if they even if they desired the Lord to dwell among them, then this hope will be empty.
这个盼望也不可能,
and this hope cannot be made into
reality.
Only when they bring forth these items before Moses,
并且是甘心乐意的奉献到神面前,
and bring it willingly before God.
当他们把这些材料奉献上来的时候, 以色列百姓才开始能够真正上面建造会幕。
Only when they bring these items can they start to build this tabernacle.
所以弟兄姊妹,今天同样, 教会的见证也是一样。
So it's the same for the church today.
我们今天盼望神的同在能够显在教会当中。
We would desire for the Lord to make his presence known among us.
我们盼望神的见证能够显在教会当中。
We desire that his testimony be made evident.
望向他意念是非常好的, 也是神所喜悦的一个意念。
And this is God's desire.
但是若是这个意念没有配上神所吩咐要求的把这些礼物送上来的话,
but desire does not match our actions and bring these forth these items.
会幕不过是个影儿在那里而已, 在人的心中而已,
then this desire is only within our hearts.
不可能具体的出现在以色列百姓的当中,
and cannot be made real before.
除非他们先按着神所吩咐的把这些神所要这些材料送到神的面前来,
unless they also bring forth these items before God, then they can only start building this place. So it's the same for today's church. When we are willing to offer ourselves up to God, God will then start a work in all these people. So building this tabernacle can be seen as the first work that God instructs his people to do, because this represents their service.
所以刚刚提到说罗马书第一章十二章一开头的时候就讲到身体的奉献。
So in Romans chapter 12 it talks about sacrificing our body.
然后后面才讲到有真正教会的服事。
And then only later it talks about how to truly serve.
帐幕立起来以后，摩西就按着绳索吩咐了，把这些器具一个一个都带到帐幕里面。
So only when the tabernacle is erected, well, does Moses bring these things one by one?
耶柜施恩座该摆在哪里就摆在哪里。
Where certain furniture needs to be placed, then there needs to be placed.
金灯台、橙色饼的桌子该摆在哪里就摆在哪里。
The lamps where they need to be placed, there they be placed.
还有祭坛和洗濯盆应该放在外院那里，就应该放在那里。
Things like bowls and other items that need to be placed outside, they will be placed outside.
就是每一个器具，它都放在它该有那个位置上。
Every item is placed in its proper place.
按着神所吩咐的放在那里。
According to the Lord's instruction.
同样来到新约教会。
Similar to what this new church.
一方面，人先把自己奉献给神。
That we as people need to first sacrifice ourselves.
开始真的进到侍奉里面。
And then we can truly enter into service.
一方面我们可以看见，若是人没有把自己奉献给神，
we can see that if man does not offer themselves up to God,
就没有工作，就没有侍奉。
Then there's no work, then there's no service.
正如以色列百姓，若是他们没有把那些财要奉献给神，
if the Israelites did not offer up their items to God,
他们不可能有服事，他们不可能有工作。
Then they cannot have any work, they cannot have any service.
他们不可能在那边建造会幕。
Then they were not able to build this tent of meeting.
所以一个真正侍奉的开始是从哪里开始？
So serve with the beginning of service, where is that?
或是说，真正进到侍奉里面从哪里开始？
So to truly enter into service, where does it need to happen? It needs to happen.
如果都是没有奉献,
sacrifice. If there's no sacrifice,
就谈不上有什么侍奉,
then there's no such thing as service.
就谈不上许多工作,
and there's no such thing as accomplishing works.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天教会地上的教会同样一个原则。
So it's the same principle for the church today.
也许人可以在那做许多事情，被称为所谓圣工侍奉。
So man may achieve many things and be seen as holy.
但是若人若是没有把自己先奉献给神，
but if they do not sacrifice,
不可能有真正的侍奉，
then they cannot have true service.
这样侍奉也绝不能够满足神的心意，
and these services will not please the Lord.
因为当一个人在那边真正把自己奉献给神的时候，
because when a man truly offers himself to sacrifice,
从今以后不再是属自己的人， 乃是属主的人，
because then he'll understand he no longer belongs to himself but to God.
自然而然他去 侍奉去为主做工的时候，
so when he performs services to God,
他就不会凭着自己的意思去做。
He will not act according to his own will.
正如当以色列百姓在那建造会幕的时候，
like the Israelites when they're constructing this
tabernacle, 一再重复一句话，
it keeps repeating one phrase,
都是照着耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
It's that they did it according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. They did it according to all that the Lord had commanded.
一切所做的工作都是照着耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
Everything they did as per the Lord's
instruction. 所以他们建造起来会幕才是合乎神的心意。
That's why the tabernacle was pleasing.
神才能够悦纳。
That's why God was willing.
神才能够住在他们当中，与他们同在。
That's why God was willing to dwell among them.
因为他们一切所侍奉都是根据神的心意所做成的。
Because all their service and sacrifices were according to the Lord's instruction.
所以我们同样今天我们侍奉也是一样。
So brothers and sisters, it's similar to how we serve today.
若不是按着神所吩咐的，一切侍奉也都是最后都徒然，都枉然了。
That we need to act according to the Lord's instruction, because if it's not, then it's futile.
所以当罗马书十二章讲到奉献以后，讲到教会侍奉的时候，
so when in Romans 12, when it talks about sacrifice and then service,
保罗就说我们在基督耶稣里面就成为一个身体。
Then it talks about the Paul talks about this body being as one.
这个身子上有许多不同的肢体。
And there's many joints in this body.
这许多不同的肢体就按着他们所得的恩赐各有不同，在那里专一的服侍神。
And they each have their own proper function.
在那里有说预言的，有做执事的，做教导的。
And there's teaching, there's prophesying.
有在那里有施舍的，有来劝化，有治理的。
And there's what was wisdom.
每一个人都站在自己该站的地位上。
Every man has their own proper place.
就像会幕里面一切机器都放在他自己该有那个位置上。
Just like the furniture being put in its proper place.
祭坛它就是要放在外院。
The altar needs to be placed outside.
祭坛不能说为什么我要放在外院，我应该可以放在圣所，甚至我可以放在至圣所。
So why does it need to be placed outside? Why can't it be placed inside, even in the most holy place?
因为神是说，外院是放 祭坛的地方，
Because God instructs that this that altar is supposed to be outside.
Well,
holy place only certain things can enter. And the holy place can also only have certain pieces of furniture.
当摩西亚把这些器具摆好，安放他们位置的时候，
so when Moses arranges all these things in their proper places,
他都是照着耶和华所吩咐他的。
He does it all according to the Lord's instruction.
没有凭摩西他自己的想象一点的感觉，说这个摆在这个位置比较好点，摆在位置比较好一点。
He does not do it according to his own wisdom or his own feelings.
都是按着神所吩咐他的,
but it's all per the Lord's instruction.
So it's
the same for today's church.
按着神给我们的各种不同恩赐,
according to all the things that the Lord has given us,
我们站在自己该站的地位,
we need to stand in our own proper place and serve the Lord.
来尽他的功用,
and be for his use.
所以以弗所书第四章保罗讲到教会建造的时候也是这样告诉我们。
So in Ephesians 4 it also speaks.
他说我们要联手基督，各全身靠他联络的合适。
That we need to be from whole body fitted and held together.
百节各按各职照个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体建造，在爱中就建立自己。
By what every joint supplies according to the proper working of each individual part, to cause the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So every person has their own certain function. We need to stand in our proper place. And then we can act accordingly to what
we're supposed to do.
Then as long as we are held and fit together, then the body will grow in itself in love. Then we will see the tabernacle to be erected. And that's when the testimony will begin. Because then the Lord's glory will fill the place. So we see that through the construction of the tent of meeting, we can see how does the Lord reveal His testimony amongst the Israelites? How does His presence be able to fill the church? It's only when God's people present themselves as sacrifice. It's only when they stand in their proper place and then they serve accordingly. And then naturally the tabernacle will be erected. And then God's presence will be made known. And the testimony will be made evident. So this is how we can see this from the construction of the tent of meeting.
我想就着头一个正月初是讲到挪亚个人的一个生活属灵生活的见证表现。
So I believe the first occurrence of the first day of the month refers to Noah's individual life.
而第二个正月初日呢，是讲到整体的教会身体的一个见证的显出。
Whereas the second occurrence is more focused on the corporate body.
然后到第三个正月初日。
And now to the third occurrence.
我们刚刚读到历代志下29章。
We've just recently read Second Chronicles chapter 29.
在那里我们看见以色列犹大国有一个复兴。
So we see Second Chronicles chapter 29. There
在犹大 王西西家做王的年代,
and an age of King Hezekiah.
我们知道犹大王西西家他的父亲是亚哈斯。
We know that King Hezekiah, his father was Ahaz.
他是一个恶王。
He was an evil king.
他不仅在那里离弃耶和华, 在那里为巴利铸造像来烧香献祭给那个假神偶像。
He made high places to burn incense to other gods.
他还把圣殿里面那些器具都毁坏掉了。
And he also broke the pieces of items in the house of God.
甚至把圣殿的门都关起来了。
And he closed the doors to the temple.
那就是说整个侍奉都停顿下来了。
So it sort of halted all worship and service.
因着他悖逆神，神的愤怒就临到他身上。
And because he disobeyed God, then God's fury came.
最后他死的时候，圣经告诉我们。
So when he dies, it says, So Sled went his fathers, when they buried him in a city in Jerusalem, they did not bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel.
犹大王过世的时候，他们都是葬在那以色列王的一个坟墓当中。
Because when the kings die, they usually are buried in the tombs of the kings of Israel.
但是这个恶王呢，他死的时候，他没有葬在以色列诸王的坟墓当中，表明说他失去了王的一个尊贵荣耀。
But when this evil king died, he did not was not buried with him. So it's saying King
Ahaz
was not a true king. He did not obey God.
而他儿子西西家是一个好王。
But his son Hezekiah was a good king.
他行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
He did right in the sight of the Lord.
他效法他主大卫一切所行的。
According to all that his father David had done.
所以西西家实在是在犹大王当中实在是一个少数的一个好王之一。
So Hezekiah was a good king, and those were few.
所以他登基的时候,
so when he ascends to the throne,
圣经马上说，延年正月。 开了耶和华殿的门，重新修理。
Says in the first year of the reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them.
因为整个耶和华殿因着他父亲的恶行呢，已经玷污了，已经毁坏掉了，里面的器具都被毁坏掉了。
Because due to his father's acts, the temple was closed and all the items were corrupted.
现在这个新王起来的时候，
But when this new king arrives,
神说这是正月。
Regards it as the first year, the first month.
到第十七节更说，从正月初一日洁净起，初八日到耶和华殿，用八日的功夫洁净耶和华圣殿。And
it says in verse 17, now they began a consecration on the first day of the first month, and on the eighth day of the month they entered the porch of the Lord.
在这里让我们看见以色列犹大国又有一个新的开始。So
we see to the Israelites, this is also a new beginning again.
正月初一日,
first day of the month.
这是一个新的开始。This
is a new beginning.
从前他父亲亚斯所做那些恶事呢，过去了。The
acts of his evil father have already passed.
犹大国有一个新的复兴在这里，有一个恢复在这里要开始了。The
Judah, there will be a new revival in Judah.
所以神就说，这是正月初一日。So
the Lord regards this as the first day of the month.
所以当正月初一日临到犹大国的时候，发生了什么事情呢？So
when the first day of the month comes, what happens?
我们在那里看见犹大王在那洁净圣殿。You
see that the king of Judah cleanses the temple.
把那些不洁净污秽的都把它搬出圣殿。And
removes anything that is not fit.
把那些被他父亲所回弃的器皿重新预备整齐，又把它洁净了，又把它恢复到，把它放在耶和华圣殿里面。And
repairs all the furniture that the father has corrupted to its original state.
并且他在那里献赎罪祭。And
there he offers an offering.
他在那里为国、为殿、为犹大人做赎罪祭。And
he offers a burnt offering for all his people.
在那正月初日，在那里有个复兴。
And on the first day of the month, there's this revival. They repent.
他们看见他们因着他们列祖他们先祖们因为离弃耶和华神所带来神的愤怒神的审判。Because
his forefather brought forth this anger, wrath of anger of God.
像耶西亚王，他开始有个恢复。And
Hezekiah now he's bringing this restoration.
他不仅在那边献赎罪祭认罪悔改。
He offers his burnt offering and repents.
他在那里也献燔祭，重新有一个奉献，要得神的喜悦。And
now he also has a desire once more to follow the will of God.
不仅如此,
not only this,
耶西亚王又写信给以法莲、玛拉西，叫他们到耶路撒冷耶和华殿在那里和他们一同守耶和华的逾越节。Hezekiah
also writes a letter asking the
写信给这以法莲、玛拉西。 就写信给那个北国的人。Oh,
so he also writes a letter to the northern nations.
南国的人。我们知道所罗门以后呢，以色列分裂成南国跟北国，以色列跟犹大国。Because
we know that Israel gets separated into two countries, Judah and the north.
像犹大国在耶西亚王的时代有一个恢复、有复兴的时候。So
when there's this restoration.
他也写信差人到以色列国去。 让告诉他们说，你们一同到耶路撒冷耶和华殿，我们一同守逾越节。He
writes a letter to Israel and asks them to offer an offering together.
虽然这样信传出去的时候，有一些人在那讥笑他们，戏笑他们。
So when this letter first gets sent out, when people heard about it, they were laughing at it.
但是感谢神，在一些支派里面，仍有一些人，他们自卑自己，他们愿意来到耶路撒冷一同守逾越节。But
thank God that they were willing to perform this act.
他们在那守那个除酵节。And 除酵节，那个地位。
Oh, Feast of Unleavened Bread. Okay.
所以我们看见，在这个正月初一日临到犹大国的时候。
So we see that when the first day of the month comes to this nation, there's this great testimony.
从前以色列国他们是自己在到有没有？我想他们也没有在守逾越节。他们没有守在，没有守逾越节。以色列国逾越节。
Or the Israelites now hold this Passover feast.
现在耶西亚起来了。
But now when Hezekiah comes,
告诉他们。
And when he writes this letter,
要一同来到耶路撒冷耶和华殿在里，我们一同守逾越节。
That all to go to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. Because they are all people who have been saved. Because they have all came from escaped from Egypt together. And they have all walked this new path. But because of since Solomon, this nation was separated. But now Hezekiah has come.
在这里有个复兴开始,
and there's this revival.
在这里正月初一日开始了,
and on the first day of the month.
在这里合约见证又重新出现了,
and this new testimony has been made evident once more.
在那里他们一同守逾越节，圣经告诉我们说, 他们在欢欢喜喜在过节。
And they said, the scripture records that they celebrated the feast joyously.
到33章末了的时候, 还告诉我们说呢, 他说, 这样在耶路撒冷大有喜，自从以色列王
大卫儿子所罗门的时候，在耶路撒没有这样的喜乐。And it says at the end of 33 that there is no, there has been never been this joy before.
所以很显然，因着他们在那里有个复兴。So
you can see that there's this revival there.
他们在那里有一个光景，使人喜乐充满在他们当中。And
God's joy has filled the place.
这是从来没有过的一个经历。This
has never been experienced before.
这样的经历能够临到他们身上呢？
So how come this experience can come to them?
因为在这里有一个起头。
Because there's a beginning here.
在这里告诉我们说这是正月初一日。
Because this is the first day of the month.
所以我们看见当正月初一日显在犹大国身上的时候。
So when we see that the first day of the first month comes,
整个属灵光景就不一样了。
Then there's this whole spiritual revival.
所以弟兄姊妹, 从这些里面我们可以看见,
so, brothers and sisters, from this we can see
什么是正月初一日?
What is the first day of the month?
这不是一个外面日子,
this is not some outwardly day.
同样今天也是一样,
just like today.
神是不是能够向我们说这是正月初一日?
Can God say that this is the first day of the month to us?
或是说我们是不是能够活在这个正月初一日这个光景里面?
Or to put it another way, can we live as if it's the first day of the month?
若是我们真是活在这个正月初一日这个光景里面,
if we live in this environment the first day,
我们看见我们可以再经历到,
we can see that we can experience
在基督里面的平安和安息,
that there's peace and rest in
Christ. 我们在那里我们又可以看见一切审判死亡都离开我们而去了。
And we can see that death and judgment has passed.
因为我们已经从死亡出来, 所以我们是复活一般人。
And because we have already come out of death, we are
resurrected
people. And we have this new life to begin.
我们在那里有一个奉献要给神。
And now we have the sacrifice to present to God.
我们在那里有一个新的起头从我们身上开始了。
And this is a new beginning in us.
当我们在那里真看见正月初日显象当中的时候,
so when the first day of the month is revealed to us,
原来我们的侍奉是按着神的心意在侍奉,
then our sacrifice and service is according to God. 原来我们是按着神所要的礼物送到他面前来, that we will bring forth the gifts to God.
我们是按着神所量给我们那一份我们 站在我们自己该站的地位上，在服侍神。
You will act in our proper function as the Lord has instructed.
当我们有这样光景显出来的时候,
when this is revealed to us,
自然而然神会就说正月初日帐幕要立起来。
Then God will say, this is the first day of the month, the tabernacle is to be erected.
我们看见神的同在就丰丰富富充满在教会当中。
Then we can see that His presence will be, His glory will fill this place.
我们就可以享受神的同在。
Then we can experience His presence here.
那实在是好的无比的一件事情。
This is something that's incomparable.
当神在那里说正月初一日,
so when the Lord says first day of the month,
我们在那里我们可以看见，我们就愿意把我们身上一些不该有光景污秽的东西从我们这个神的殿
身体上出去, May all the things that are unclean be removed from us. And we live this holy life. We are to see this testimony that's to arise. Because it's the first day of the month. So, brothers and sisters, we can see. May God say to us that this is the first day of the month. And may we live in this the significance of not just outward. So this may be a new year. Yes, this is a new year. First month. But this is an outward day. You can say that there's not much spiritual significance to it. Because a lot of people live in this outward first month of the year. But they did not have this similar experience to Noah. They do not experience this peace and rest in Christ. It's like the deathly water still can affect them. And they are unable to escape from death. But if we live in the first day of the month, then our whole spiritual environment will be different. This is the reality of the Spirit. This is not some outwardly day. So when God refers to the first day of the month, it's not referring to some calendar day, but it's referring
to...
But it's saying that there in us there may be this first day of the month. Because there's this condition that aligns with God's desire. And it's the reality that his people will live out. Indeed, this is a new beginning, a new condition that will occur in all these people. So may the Lord graciously lead us.
不错,
yes, it's true. 2 weeks has passed since the new year. But we need to act according to the Father that this is not some outward day.
的确,外面日子提醒我们,
Indeed, may the outer day remind us that we can have this new beginning. That as we see that the days go by, that these days are short, actually very short-lived. Although these days are short-lived, but if we live according to the conditions of the first day of the month, then we can experience all the abundance in Christ. Not only will we receive blessing, then all the church will also be
filled.
And God will be made His presence known among us. This is His eternal desire.
This
is according to gracious will. This is what He wants. So may His sons and daughters be able to experience this.
照着他所吩咐的能够在这里一同服侍一同奔走这条道路
May they serve according to his instructions and walk this path.
巴不得正月初一日
May this be the first day of the month.
神能够常常告诉常常向我们说 在这里有正月初一日
And then may God also say to us that this is the first day of the month.
不仅在个人身上有正月初一日常常出现
And this first day of the month may occur in all of us.
在团体教会里面也有正月初一日常常出现
And may also occur corporately. So that this a testimony may be made real. And we can experience this joy in the Lord. And we can also experience all these spiritual things in Christ. May our brother do a concluding prayer for us.